Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour of Motown Memories, we'll continue to feature songs that have a love-related theme to them. This half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, The Isley Brothers, Brenda Holloway, The Elgins, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together, and The Jackson 5. Well, first up, an absolutely classic Motown song from The Temptations, My Girl. Well, the origins of My Girl go back to when the Miracles and the Temptations were appearing together at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. Well, Smokey Robinson recorded the rhythm track for My Girl. It was a song he intended to record with his own group since he wrote the song. The Temptations heard it, and they pleaded with Smokey to cut the song with them. Well, Smokey finally agreed and rehearsed the group for a week in their top-floor dressing room at the Harlem Theater. Well, they returned to Detroit and recorded My Girl on December 21, 1964. The single debuted on Billboard's Hot 100 on January 16, 1965 at number 76, and it went to number 1 on March 6th of 1965. Here are The Temptations with My Girl right here on Motown Memories.
From the 60s, 70s, 80s, Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yeah.
A Motown Memory from Brenda Holloway, I'll Be Good to You from 1964, before that the Isley Brothers with I Guess I'll Always Love You from 66, and we started with the classic My Girl, The Temptations from 1965. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we'll continue to feature all songs that have a love-related theme to them. Well, coming up, the Elgins with Heaven Must Have Sent You. Well, Heaven Must Have Sent You was written by that great 1960s writing team at Motown of Brian Holland, Lamont Doggia, and Eddie Holland. Well, the Elgins have a great two-sided history themselves. Two of the guys in the group, Johnny Dawson and Robert Fleming, were part of a Motown group called the Downbeats, which had evolved from the 1950s. Female lead singer Sandra Edward Millay recorded as a Motown solo artist. Well, the Elgins added Cleo Miller, and then they became the Elgins, and their soulful debut was a song called Darling Baby. Well, here's another interesting story about the group named the Elgins. The name was first used by another group at Motown, which rejected it in favor of the more appropriate group that they were later known for, and that group is the Temptations. Well, here are the Elgins with Heaven Must Have Sent You, right here on Motown Memories.
On Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Say you wanna be missed. Can't you see?
This is the home of Motown Memories. Motown Memories. With Tom Fallon.
Powerful song from the great duo of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough from 1968. Before that, Everyone Needs Love by Gladys Knight and the Pips from 1967. And we started with the Elgins, Heaven Must Have Sent You from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature Motown songs with a love-related theme to them. Well, coming up, a great number one song from 1981 from Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together, Endless Love. Well, Lionel was still an integral part of the Commodores at this time. When he was asked to meet with producer John Peters and director Franco Zonfrilli, who were looking for an instrumental theme for their upcoming movie entitled Endless Love, starring Brooke Shields. They wanted something in the order of the theme from Love Story, and Lionel played them a piece of music that he had written that hadn't been recorded by the Commodores. Well, soon after, the producers changed their mind and decided they wanted the title song to have lyrics. Lionel agreed, and he wrote some lyrics to accompany the song. Well, the producers called again to Lionel, suggesting that a female singer would be appropriate, someone like Diana Ross. Well, Diana had just left Motown at this time for the RCA record label, but both labels agreed, and the two artists could record together. But Diana's schedule didn't allow any time to fly to Los Angeles, and Richie was too busy with the next Commodores album and his work with Kenny Rogers to leave Los Angeles. The problem was solved when Diana played Lake Tahoe, Nevada, and Lionel agreed to meet her in Reno about an hour away from the automobile. Well, studio time was booked at 3 a.m., allowing Lionel to fly up after a recording session and Diana to drive in after her 1 a.m. show. Well, here are Diana and Lionel with Endless Love, right here on Motown Memories.
My love, there's only you in my life. The only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take. You're every step I make.
And I want to share all my love
two hearts that beat as one. Our lives have just begun. I'll hold you close in my arms. I can't resist your charms.
And love,
oh love, I'll be a fool for
Jackson 5 with I'll Be There from 1970, and we started with Diana Ross and Lionel Richie's Endless Love from 1981. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. This entire hour, we've featured Motown songs that have a love-related theme to them. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.